We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just give me the deeds and we be clubbing, y'all. Clubbing, y'all. Y'all make me please and we be tugging now.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Dateline Tuscaloosa, Leroy.
Oh, boy.
According to the New York Post, students in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are reportedly throwing COVID parties with their friends and gambling who will get sick first.
I have a question.
Yep.
From a betting perspective.
Sure.
What, like, you know, if they're having this COVID party and they're betting on who's going to get infected first, they're not going to know who gets invested until these kids get tested. And if multiple kids get tested positive, like, how does the bet pay off? How do you know who got it first?
Let's see if we can get to this, Robbie. City Council member Sonia McKinstry testified Wednesday that a series of previously reported parties were all part of a morbid game that included intentionally inviting COVID-positive students in an attempt to intentionally contract the deadly virus. They put money in a pot, and they try and get COVID. Whoever gets COVID first gets the pot. It makes no sense. So I'm guessing just a positive test, Robbie.
So well, nothing better to do. We need to get them kids back in school.
City council members did not mention the University of Alabama by name, but the school is the largest college in the city and the flagship school of the state's university system. Tuscaloosa City Fire Marshal, Randy Smith, briefed the council on these parties earlier in the week, saying that authorities have thought students' intentional gambling on virus transmission was kind of a rumor at first, but then we did some additional research, and not only did the doctor's offices help confirm it, but the state confirmed that they had also had the same information.
They'll be getting a spike.
She tells ABC News that we're trying to break up any parties that we know of.
Saban must be pissed.
Oh, imagine if one of Saban's players, let me tell you something. If you tell Saban that you were at a Rona party trying to win some money catching that Rona, your ass playing at UAB.
We don't give you enough.
Really? We don't give you enough in the briefcase? Try to double it, coach. I bet on
somebody say only bleeping Robbie would turn a pandemic into damn overs and unders.
Well, there's only what are those three little words, Robbie? What are those three little words that no matter what gambling is out there, we know
action is action.
Speaking of which, do you have Paul Feinbaum, Robbie? Do you have he is saying yesterday he was on Golic and Wingo, and he is not feeling very confident that the college football season is going to start or even happen at all with how things are going right now.
I think the only people who are selling delusion and hope right now are folks who run college football. They're talking about on-time beginnings and full stadiums, and they're all full of crap. Yeah, it's time to start speaking realistically. I mean, I heard Adam Silver the other day say, yeah, we might have to shut things down. I mean, that you have to be realistic. And I think for too long, college executives have been selling hope, the push to get players back on campus, the push to do all of these things, which is fine. None of us are against college football. We're all huge fans. But it's reality time now. It's July 1st, and anyone who believes that the college football season is in good shape is wrong. I mean, I don't even know what the best case scenario I could give you right now is. I do believe that if there is a season, it won't start on time, and I'm beginning to seriously question whether there will be a season or not.
Man.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Clemson out in front. They won't have to sit anyone during the season. The team will have a total herd immunity.
Oh, come on, man.
Followed by, I need a pandemic train. Choo-choo.
Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do you got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It's brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs convenience stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Didn't Blake James echo these same concerns the other day? Like, he said he was nervous. And the spring football season is starting to be a thing. Like, people are talking
about. How could you not be nervous about it? I don't understand. If you see what's going on and you're seeing how everybody who, especially the states that kind of went willy-nilly, all spiking all over the place. Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't be concerned as a person who's supposed to be in charge of that, and especially a place where, you don't even know if places are going to allow students on campus. It's not the pros. It's different. No, nobody likes to think that because it's a gazillion-dollar industry, but you don't pay these players.
They're probably thinking even more reason to get this thing going.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Probably. And the revenue football generates pays for all these other sports, and they'd probably have to. They don't have football. They may have to cancel a bunch of sports.
Yeah, I bet they do. But it doesn't sound fantastic. I think it's in a different spot than all these players who were talking about. Revenue sharing, risk, like all this stuff. Like, all right. I guess at least on the back end of it, you say, yeah, risk, but I'm making million-dollar contracts. You're going to do your job, you're providing for your family in unfortunate circumstances. Who are you providing for? If you're Trevor Lawrence, who are you providing for right now for Clemson? You're going to be a top pick. What's the point? What else you got, Robbie?
So, Tobin, did you see that your boy Bob Arum? Apparently, they.
What did he say?
Well, he didn't say anything, but apparently, a top rank. It's going to be Wilder Fury 3 is already set for December 19th.
Okay, so it's a little bit early because I think they were talking Christmas was the first rumor. Do they say a date? Do you know?
December 19th.
December 19th.
I mean, not a date. I meant a location. Any rumored locations? I know that they've kicked a lot of them. Said Abu Dhabi, Australia. I wonder where it's going to end up.
Not here.
No. It says Las Vegas.
Yep, the Raiders stadium.
Oh, at the Raiders stadium?
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool. I don't know if people can go.
It's going to be hot. Is that a retractable roof?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in December.
That's true. All right.
What else you got, Robbie?
I remember the old days where they used to fight outside. Oh, my goodness. Remember the Thrill in Manila was outside.
Sweaty. Well, the Fight Island's going to be kind of outside. It's going to be in a hangar, so it's not outside, but it's like at a. It's not completely.
Will you let this Fight Island thing go?
You can't hold us down. Fighting on an island. Here's what he said. He says we've reserved a date, December 19th, for Allegiant Giant Stadium. The Raiders are playing that Thursday on December 17th, so it's perfect. After the game is over, we'll put up the ring, so forth. We have a couple of days, and Saturday we have the fight. That's cool.
Is it Allegiant or is it Allegiant?
I have no idea. Allegiant?
You might be right.
I have no idea. What is Allegiant?
It's a company.
Apparently it's a
for
hospital
what?
In Utah.
That's what it is? They got the rights? Well, that seems a little fugazi.
Vegas. Vegas invented fugazi.
Top Rank says, we understand the limitations of crowds. We're looking at different options as it relates to if it's a larger venue with big spacing. So we're taking that into consideration. That makes sense. So you could space people out a little bit more?
How you can space people out when you herd them in like cattle?
Yeah, like Vegas hasn't shut down again, has it? It's still gambling like crazy, right?
They did. The cases have gone up because, in fact, the NHL, they were the front runner to be the hub, but they said no to that because cases.
Oh, yeah. It actually says it right here. It says, at present, Nevada's corona cases are spiking with over 19,000 cumulative cases since U.S. making landfall. An events promoter recently made the pitch for Australia to play for the bout with a potential Christmas Day showdown. But both Wilder and Fury bouts happened stateside, with Los Angeles hosting the first one, MGM. Fury currently holds. Okay, that's all the details on it.
Somebody said, in the year 2020, did LeBron really ask if a brand new billion-dollar stadium has a retractable roof? Minus one, please, Robbie.
Okay, minus, well, guess one.
What? Stephen Rush just spent $500 million and it's not no retractable roof. So,
not technically a new stadium, though. It's a canopy. Oh, it's a refurbished stadium.
$500 million, though.
That's fine, but it's not technically a new stadium.
Okay, fine. So you're saying all new stadiums have a retractable roof?
No, MetLife doesn't. Right, in New Jersey.
Exactly.
That's not
so
that,
it's not that far of a reach to say, to wonder if it has a retractable roof.
But in Vegas, we presume it would.
Or it'd just be covered because it's so damn hot.
It can't hold us down.
You can't hold us down.
Really?
What else you got, Robbie?
So, Leroy, you see that they adjusted the COVID rules for the PGA?
Yes, they did. What they were doing originally was you could take your test and they'll go on with your normal, you know, routine, and then if it came back positive, they come get you. Now, nobody can enter without a clean test.
Mm.
So you got to get the results back. Part of that maybe you get the results quicker. So if you get to the facility on, say, a lot of them get there Monday or Tuesday,
yep,
because pro-ams are Tuesday and Wednesday, and everybody's required to play in a pro-am. I'm guessing that they're going to get the test either before they get on the plane, because they have a charter that flies them from city to city,
mm-hmm,
or the second that they get off the plane. But you're not going to be allowed on the grounds unless you have a negative test.
Did you guys get Putin?
Nope.
I'm just soaking in that golf news.
Come on, man.
What else, Robbie?
Oh, by the way, Leroy might get this, but it's Happy National Bluff Day. It's 7-2. It's the worst hand of poker. It's Happy National Bluff.
Yep. All right.
It's not a real holiday. I did make that up just for the record.
Hey, by the way, I was playing in a tournament and I did win a hand with 2-3.
Oh, well, 2-3, you can at least make something. You have a better chance of making it straight than a 7-2.
Well, I only had like 7 or 8 big blinds left. And so I just went all in with 2-3 suited. 3-2s came up. Tripled my money. Nice.
And by the way, speaking of COVID, both the Djokovic, Novak, and his wife are both clear. They're tested negative.
Ah, all right. Good for the Jokers. What about Slim Joker?
I'm going to tell you like this. The people that are not doing the social distancing and wearing the mask, they should get COVID first.
That's not how it works, man.
I know that's not how it works, but I'm just saying.
I know. I'm with you. I know. Doesn't feel chin like
strap.
There's...
Chin strap guy. Definitely got to get it.
Oh, chin strap. Dude, I saw yesterday a lady at Home Depot doing the chin strap. I'm like, come on, lady. Come on. Get into a little ass lane, too.
Yeah. Or they pull it down to talk.
Yeah, thanks. Look, it's not easy understanding people with masks on, but just talk louder. I don't know what to tell you.
Correction to make? Allegiant is an airline. It's not. Somebody had told me it was some hospital in Utah, but it's apparently an airline.
And what is Ally Giant?
That's what it is. It's an airline. It's when you look up Ally Giant, it's like you can travel
It's not Allie Giant. Oh my God. I can't believe you just called it Allie Giant Stadium.
Really? Whatever. Rats off a ship. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of Heat. Goran Dragic and Eric Spoelstra talking to the media a little bit yesterday. We'll hear from the Heat head coach and point guard right after this.
15 minutes of Heat.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of Heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. I want to remind you guys, download the radio.com app, make 790 The Ticket one of your favorite stations. Sound up for notifications. You'll never miss a great guest or moment. If you guys missed it, we had Marlins ace Caleb Smith on the show earlier today in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll replay that for you coming up in about 20 minutes or so, so you guys can catch the Marlins ace. He was fantastic. He's always a great guest with us, and taught us the dead rabbit call. So stay tuned for that, though. It's a little tease if you missed it, for sure. Yesterday, we got a situation. Oh, I should also mention radio.com. We got the radio.com rewind feature. You can go back, listen to any part, any day. You also got the Tobin and Leroy podcast. Subscribe to that, if you will, and also subscribe to us on YouTube. Some people have been liking. People love seeing Leroy talk to a recording, which was... I'm telling you, the visuals of it make the clip even better. Because he's just like you could just see the realization swipe over both of us as it happened. Like, what just happened?
Hey guys, so, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
I got this irritated. Yeah, I just Johnson answered like Dazzle we were doing live. And,
so check that on out.
Toby, before you carry on with the Heat stuff, I just want to make one correction before this goes lost in the air. I said that, you know, the regular stadium was sponsored by a hospital in Utah, and it turned out it was not. It was an airline, a Giant, but their practice facility is sponsored by that said hospital in Utah.
Oh, okay.
That's where I got the confusion from. Stupid San Diego insider friend told me that and messed me up.
Well, listen, that's why I moved to L.A. All right. So yesterday, Eric Spoelstra, he spoke to the media, and so did Goran Dragic. So let's hear a little bit of them. As Eric Spoelstra was asked about the idea of them being away for their family potentially for months. And this is what the Heat head coach had to say about that.
Well, I think it's okay, first of all, just to allow everybody to be human. It sucks. It's not something that any of us are looking forward to, whether you have a family or not, being away from home. But certainly if you have a family and kids, it's not an ideal situation. But, you know, so many moving parts with this, and you need to make some sacrifices to be able to restart a league in extenuating circumstances. We will try to make it feel as much like home as possible on the road, and everybody will have the opportunities to Zoom or FaceTime with bigger screens, and we're really going to encourage everybody to stay connected as much as possible. That doesn't make it any easier. You know, this next week is going to be a struggle for a lot of us, and like I said, it's okay to go through these emotions. That's what makes us human.
You know what else sucks about that too is the fact that you've been around your family so much over this pandemic and with all this stop and start stuff. Like, if you have especially young kids, it's got to be a little bit of a mind warp for them because daddy was around all the time and now daddy's gone. You know, like
right, especially now because they don't get a true. If you have a young kid, they don't understand that you had a break in your season.
Right. So that sucks. He's not wrong about that. Spo has also asked about the idea of Jimmy Butler being extra qualified to lead his team in a bubble because he's a crazy person.
I think competition and coming together and leading a group, I think, is. Brings out the best in him. You know, when you go into an uncertain dynamic like this, where you don't really know exactly what to expect, you want to have guys like Jimmy Butler leading your team. Somebody that can really focus on keeping the main thing, the main thing. He has great mental and emotional focus. And and stamina, and you're going to need a lot of that. And when your leaders are exhibiting that every day, I think that, you know, he and UD and Gorn, they're going to help our group quite a bit.
So if they ever catch Baby Go crying because he's missing, you know, Miss IG, he's going to slap him upside the head, Leroy.
Somebody said, I'm worried Hero will be shooting air balls after being attacked by Astron.
Oh, man. I saw Tyler Hero was trending last night on Twitter because apparently Bleacher Report, they did like fake possible trades. And their proposed trade was Mo Wagner and Bradley Beal to the Heat in exchange for Andre Iguodala, Kelly Olynyk, Tyler Hero, and Duncan Robinson. That was their fake trade. And a lot of Heat fans were like, saying, no, not doing it. And so people were saying that the Heat fans are crazy because, of course, you trade Tyler Hero for Bradley Beal. And I've said this numerous times through this whole Bradley Beal thing, or just the idea of any trade that's going to happen. Bam's not getting traded. He's made himself untradeable, basically. So you can put that out of your mind. I don't think they're going to trade Duncan Robinson because he's just that prolific of a shooter. I think that if you are thinking about trading for a star, you do have to get used to the idea that the main piece that's going to be in there is Tyler Hero. I think every Heat fan has to come to grips with that. Now, maybe you don't want to trade Tyler. Maybe you don't want to trade Baby Goat. Maybe you want to keep Tyler Hero. And that's fine. I'm just letting you know, if you see the Heat trading for anybody like that, these guys are going to have to be in the deal because that's what people are going to want.
Here's what the thing is we're all familiar with how Pat Riley works, right? He doesn't trade for the future. Now, he could have the future in Bam and D-Wade and young players like that. But he is never going to have a problem trading players they developed for a proven quantity. He's always been that way.
Yeah.
I mean, some of everybody's most favorite Heat players have been traded for – who didn't like Glenn Rice?
Oh, Glenn Rice, Caron right. Butler, Lamar. People were like doing this thing with Lamar Odom and Caron Butler and that whole squad. They loved that team. And they traded him for Shaq.
Let me do this right now.
Sure.
Before it gets too far down there. What was the first thing that Spo said? It's everybody's human, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to be human.
Yeah.
Here's the text. Wow. Can Spoelstra and these guys be any more wimps? Oh, man, you'll be away from your family for a couple of months and make millions for it. My wife would throw me out of the house if it meant bringing home millions. These fools are so out of touch with reality, it's unreal. The first words out of his mouth!
Why is that guy so...
The first words out of his mouth!
I think in the words of Eric Spoelstra, get some sleep. Just right. Go.
Literally, the first words out of his mouth.
Bro, you got to calm down, man.
Well, I think it's okay, first of all, just to allow everybody to be human.
Yeah. No, this guy's like, no, it's not. Hey, no, it's not.
Hey, but here's what I can't understand. The only thing that bothers me with fans and people like this is this. Hey, man, what does the millions have to do with missing your family?
I don't know.
Right? Some sleep.
You realize you make a lot of money. That's why you're doing it.
Texter writes in, I just hope that Tyler Hero doesn't have a Matt Kemp stat drop due to dating this IG girl. He may not be able to shoot. It's all bleeped out of him. Well, look. Tyler Hero is with a very popular IG model. Matt Kemp was with Rihanna.
Best drip here.
Hey, let me explain something to you. Do not confuse Miss IG with Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Rihanna could cripple all of baseball.
Rihanna could take out baseball more than the steroid era.
Right. Like the Kardashians took out basketball.
Yup.
Matt Kemp couldn't even make the 60-player roster for the Marlins.
Tough break. Listen, What are you going to do? When you don't got it, you don't got it no more, Leroy.
I don't know. He got a big contract, though.
All right, let's hear a little bit from Goran Dragic, the Heat point guard. He spoke yesterday, and he was saying that him and Jimmy, they're going to be watching watching some soccer and apparently having a challenge go down back and forth. This was you'll hear CBS4's Mike Cunha in the middle of this as well, asking him about it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it on TV, definitely. You know, I love soccer, and of course, I like the new team that was assembled, Miami Inter. So that's going to be my team. And yes, you know, it's always nice to watch different sports and, you know, just try to break a little bit from basketball when you do it every day and try to relax a little bit. So yeah, that's going to be one of the things that I'm going to do, and try to challenge Jimmy too. So, because I know Jimmy is a huge soccer fan, so.
Challenge him how?
You know, try to bet on some teams. on
Gogi the Degenerate, Robbie.
The Gogi 7.
What you mean you only give me two goals, Jimmy?
I would think it'd be hard to collect from Gogi. Right? He just said, I'm not paying. Then what?
Goran, where's my money?
What? Oh, just kidding, buddy. Not real bit. Fun. You bet for fun.
Do you think Goran's one of those guys who gets really like into soccer? Like, does he curse out players?
Yes.
You saw that still the Slovenia championship.
Oh yeah, he was into. Why you put your heads down? He's probably like the Messi. Put your head up, Messi. Play. Ronaldo, bam. Pretty boy.
Can you think of any more of an odd couple? First of all, Jimmy is country.
Right.
Jimmy is country. So you have a brother who is country, really country, like NASCAR and country music country. Right? And then a European who's soccer guy.
Yeah. Well, they're both. Go ahead, Robbie.
I was like, question. When are the Heat supposed to return report to Orlando? Like the 7th?
Yeah, I think it's like the 7th or 8th. That sounds about right.
It's like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well, I'm just wondering. Do you think Goran and Jimmy Butler, because Inter Miami, Orlando City play the 8th, and they're going to be in Orlando. I know they're not going to allow people in there, but you think Jimmy Butler and Goran are going to get the loophole and be able to go to the game?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, so you're saying, like, instead of sneaking out for sex, like Stephen A. Smith said players would do, they're going to sneak out for soccer?
Yeah, just as long as Snitchy Mouse isn't there.
Stitchy, are you going to be mad if you catch the MLS players and NBA players mingling? Like, if you see Goran Dragic and Jimmy Butler going over to Inter Miami, is that going to be a problem?
Oh, I knew this was going to happen. You got two leagues. Running around, competing, trying to get inside tips. In the business, we call that inside trading. Hey, Golgi, how's the knee? How's Myers Leonard? Is he back? How about Tyler Hero?
Listen.
Did he bring the S model down? No? Okay, hold on. Writing it down. You have any soccer questions? I've also been hitting him up, too. Me and you, Gogi, we trade formation, okay? Just me and you.
Oh, man.
No, it's Snitchy Mouse. Another follow-up question. You see, Damian Lillard says he doesn't see any of the players following the rules.
Oh.
Of course not.
Hold on. I got two words for you. Hassan Whiteside. And by the way, I don't picture Hassan Whiteside leaving for the sex. I think he's leaving for Splash Mountain.
Right. So, here. Yes. There's more from this guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
What you don't get, Leroy,
is
that when people are out of work during a pandemic and can't afford rent or food, nobody wants to hear these privileged clowns complain about making millions. Regular people would kill for that opportunity. It's a slap across the face. I wouldn't expect you to actually open your mind on a topic that would require putting Spoelstra down. Bro. What part of, no matter how much money you make, you're still human? He didn't say that they shouldn't do it because of the benefits that it provides. He was saying being human as far as missing their family. That's it.
How dare you, you privileged.
It's okay, first of all, just to allow everybody to be human.
That's it.
No. You, Spo, you are a privileged bastard. How dare you? And you what? You're going to miss your sons? Your young sons? How about the millions you make, rich boy?
Tell your one-year-old you're making a lot of money to suck it up. Yeah, I don't like, man.
A one-year-old who doesn't care whether or not he's playing with an expensive toy or a shoebox.
Right. Oh, man. All right.
No. Spo, are you going to miss your family? Can't, bruh. Can't miss
make
my family.
Make too much money. I make too much money. I can't miss my family.
Too rich to care about my family. You know there's people out there working their ass off. Mm-mm. I'm going to say, and let me tell you something. If I see my son, he says, I miss daddy. I'm going to say, no, you don't. No, you don't. You be my big boy. Hell out of here, man.
I can see this. Because I'm not complaining. I'm still, upset about that charge block call.
Exactly. You can't get mad at me. I'm not saying this, son. Okay. I'm just, trying to look out for the people. Oh, you're sad because daddy's leaving? Come on. What are we doing here?
Man up, ladybug.
Finally, let's hear Goran Dragic on what it's like to receive the COVID-19 test.
It's different. It's definitely different. It's not a pleasant thing to do, especially when they stick that, I don't know how you call it, in your nose. It's a little bit awkward, but on the end of the day, you get used to it. And like I said before, we're living in this kind of time that we need to adjust. Everybody needs to adjust, and it's one of those things that you have to do. And so far so good. I mean, it is what it is. So.
Oh, you have to get swabbed up the nose, Dragon Boy?
Hey, by the way.
You make millions. Suck it up, Buttercup.
I'm going to tell you, I got that test too. When when I got the flu, when we came back from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, they come at you with a little swab on a stick, and that stick is damn near gone by the time they hit bottom. It is very uncomfortable. Hey, athletes are not regular people with regular jobs, but they are human.
Oh, man. All right. If you guys missed it earlier, we had Marlins ace Caleb Smith on the show. He was fantastic. So he will close us out today. Everybody, check him on out. We're back after this. Very excited. Leroy, listen, in the midst of a pandemic, you got to go get a doctor. And so we go in and got Dr. K, Leroy. Caleb Smith, he joins us now. We need to get an expert on in here. Caleb, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So what is this whole thing? How have you, I guess, taken all of this in? This has been, I got to imagine, the craziest offseason of your baseball career. It wasn't even supposed to be your damn offseason. So what was it like, man? I guess take us through it. And did you think you were going to have a baseball season?
Man, it's been wild so far. I mean, the offseason was good, but I mean, this extended offseason, not so much. Whenever this whole thing first started and I guess spring training, you really started hearing about it. I thought it would just like blow over. I thought everybody was blowing it out of proportion. And I thought we were going to like have a season as normal, but obviously that's not how everything turned out. So, I mean, here we are about to get rolling again with spring training. And I think everybody's really excited about it.
Caleb, how close were you guys to the start of the season? Because for us, it was like middle of March when you started realizing things were going to close down. And that's like a couple of weeks before opening day. So you guys are pretty much ready to start your season.
Yeah, we were right there. Like, I think we were like a week, maybe a week and a half out. I mean, they were about to, I'm pretty sure they were about to announce the opening day starter, and all the starters were looking forward to that, to getting to know who that was going to be. And I mean, we were knocking at the door. So whenever that happened, it was kind of a shock. And, And I mean, now we're just we had to sit back and wait for a while, but I mean, now we're ready to go.
You guys all go ahead, Leroy.
So what was your, like, okay, once this all happens, so they tell you, hey, we're going to have a bit of a delay. Nobody really knows. We didn't know how long it was going to be. Nobody knew, like, everything was up in the air. What do you do from that standpoint? Because you're ready to, you know, you could be opening day starter. So you could be pitching a week and a half from the date that you guys started talking about canceling the season or prolonging the season, or, you know, just, you know, having the start be delayed. What are you going through at that point? Because I got to think, like, wow, what do you do?
Yeah, I was kind of lost. Like, I didn't know where to go from there. I was kind of to the point where, like, do I stop throwing? Do I take a couple of days off from throwing, or do I just keep throwing and try to stay ready for game situation as much as possible? And I never really stopped throwing. I tried to stay in shape, and I was ready. They said once we get rolling, it's going to happen fast. And unfortunately, it didn't happen too fast. And right. we should be 100, I don't know, like 100 games into the season by now or something like that. So it's crazy.
From your standpoint, because, you know, you really started to blossom with the Marlins. How frustrating, I guess, was it? Because I imagine you thought, like, damn, this is a monster year as far as, like, launching the career even into a next level for yourself. So from that standpoint of, you know, a lot of you guys are in this position of you're really trying to get your foothold as being Major League Baseball players and being around there and making this a career for a long time. So I guess how much of a mental obstacle was that? Because I'm sure you had big expectations coming into this year.
Oh yeah, I feel like this was going to be like my year. Like I had an opportunity. I don't know if it was going to happen, but I mean, I was in the talkings and in the mix of being the opening day starter. And that's huge. Coming into a season, that's what everybody wants to be, is opening day starter. I mean, that's the goal. And, that could actually happen, but unfortunately it didn't. And here we are. So
now, Caleb, now the long drawn out baseball season, the war of attrition has become a sprint. Like, you're probably going to get what, 8 to 10 starts? Maybe,
yeah, somewhere around couple maybe, more. Maybe 11, like, yeah, maybe 12.
How do you approach that when you're used to maybe 25, 30 starts?
I mean, normally it's you're preparing. Regular season, you're preparing for a marathon. This is basically a sprint. Like, you got to come out of the gates hot. I mean, any team can win it. So, I mean, it's the team that starts the hottest and stays on that hot streak. I mean, we're looking. The Marlins are looking really good this year. Our pitching staff has stayed in shape. And I think our starting rotation, we're going to be really high out of the gates. Like, all of us have stayed in shape. And I mean, we're 1 through 5 starting pitching wise, we're mid season form. So, I mean, we're ready to go.
Now, I understand that pitchers are no longer allowed to lick the baseball, that they've been given they've been given a wet rag as an option. Is this going to be okay for you? Like, is a wet rag, is that an acceptable item? Are you a guy who licks your fingers a lot to get a touch on the baseball?
I'm sorry. I lick my fingers a little bit. My hands are pretty dry most of the time, but I don't think that'll be too much of a difference for me, hopefully. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes. This year is gonna be crazy with all the rules and everything. And I mean, I think the thing I'm most disappointed about is the universal DH. I was really looking forward to hitting.
Oh man!
Oh, really? Really?
It's probably,
yeah, I love hitting.
It's probably never coming back, man. Like, if that feels like one where they've been trying to get that universal DH for a long time. Like, I feel like the National League, it was the last one standing. I don't think it's coming back, man.
I hope it does next year. I mean, because I still got to get my first homer. So that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you have an idea, you know, the season's going to start. You still have no idea who's the starting pitcher on opening day. When you go to camp, when you guys all report, I mean, like, everybody's going to be fired up to go. Everybody's going to be ready, you know, because you're used to being in form at this point. How are you going to handle getting back into pitching? Because, you know, look, pitching at home or pitching by yourself is a lot different than pitching in the major leagues. And don't you still have to kind of taper, you know, you can't go all out right away.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to go all out right away, I guess. But, I mean, like I said earlier, our starting rotation has been staying in shape. And, I mean, we've gotten a couple of live BPs in here and there when we can. And I mean, we've stayed in shape. So I think we're going to be pretty well off getting out of the gates.
Unless you guys are young. Team for that.
Yeah, we're really young. So yeah. that gives us an advantage. I mean, I'm not as young as I once was, but I mean, when you're young, you can just go out there and I mean, you really don't have to stretch or do anything. You don't have to get warmed up. You can just go get going right out of the gates. But I mean, as you get older, kind of got to ease into it. So that's definitely an advantage for us.
Yeah. I have to stretch for life. So I have to get up every morning to stretch just to get through the day. Now we're not talking about baseball or anything athletic.
He's got
to just move around for the day. So I understand.
He's got to hang upside down.
I'm starting to get there.
it's barbaric. Football's barbaric, Leroy. I'm sorry.
How much fishing have you done, Caleb?
Whenever I went back to Texas, I did quite a bit. I was on the water a lot fishing, but I've been in back in Miami for probably about a month now, and I really haven't had the opportunity to go fishing as much as I want to. I haven't been able to go at all since I've been back in Florida. But I'm looking forward to going soon once everything starts opening back up and gets going.
I wanted to ask you that because you are country. Like, you've taught us about the duck hunting and all that type of stuff. You'll throw on the camo and whatnot. Were you ever around farm life? Because there's this thing going on right now with Jay Cutler, and there's apparently he's a former Dolphins quarterback. He was terrible down here, but he had a serial killer animal taking out his chickens. I wanted to know if Caleb Smith's ever been in this situation where he's either had to deal with, you know, raccoons or coyotes to take out his chickens.
Well, I mean, my family doesn't own a ranch or anything, but we would go to my really good friend's house and shoot hogs and go coyote hunt and everything. So, I mean, we've done that a couple times before. So, I mean, that's definitely a lot of fun. You get a varmint call out there and just sit out there at night and use that call and just wait.
Excuse
for
me, a what?
Yeah, what's a varmint call?
A varmint call?
Yeah,
sounds like a dying rabbit, basically.
could you give us an example?
An example of a dying rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on. I'll try to do the sound. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it that well. It's like I don't know if y'all can hear that very well.
No,
we heard it just fine.
Wait a minute.
I think you should do that on the mound.
Animals come to that because they think the animal's dying?
Yeah, like coyotes love that. I mean, that's a dinner bill.
I think you should start just doing that on the mound. Just give the dead rabbit call. And the guy's gonna be like, "Well, what is this guy doing?" He goes, "Yeah, you know what's coming here? The old dead rabbit. I'm gonna strike your ass out."
Dead rabbit call.
Dead rabbit, man. That's it right there.
Y'all look it up on YouTube.
I'm checking it out.
You know we are.
Man, listen, we're looking forward to watching you play baseball, man. We're glad that it's finally back.
Yeah, good luck. Be safe,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, be safe, man.
I know it's going to be tough.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Take care, Caleb.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Always enjoy having the doctor on. Dr. K, Caleb Whiff, Caleb Smith, whatever you want to call him. He is absolutely fantastic. So we appreciate him giving us some time. We're back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.